State Senator Eric Burleson with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Just saw you Friday, in fact.
Yes,
you and your
we were at the
lovely
VITAE.
Family at the VITAE Foundation. Incredible event. Always is.
It's
one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that. I love that organization and the cause for life is, and what they do is amazing.
The food's always good there, too. A lot of times those events, you kind of know what to expect. But I always think it's really great.
Yeah. My daughters ate the food. Which is impressive.
That's how I always pick where I'm going to sit at a table, because they'll have the desserts out already.
Right.
And they'll have a variety, and that's how I pick where I sit, is based on where the dessert is. I'm like, ooh, that's what I want.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I found that if I bribe my daughters by saying, all right, if you're good, you can have my dessert too.
Ah.
Right? If you sit, if you're quiet, and if you pay attention, take
notes.
Did
it work?
Not quite. Pretty close.
Well,
I felt like they did a good job.
Well, this isn't why you're here. I think last time that we spoke, you were making this decision.
Yes.
As to whether or not you're going to run for U.S. Congress. That's a weighty decision for most people to make, I think. Some people it's not. They have this career path, it's all part of this laid out, and I'm going to run for this, and then when this opens, I just know personally, knowing you, that that's not what goes into your decision-making. So it's a little more involved in that. So where are we with it?
So I'm here to tell you I am running for Congress. I'm going to have fun with it. This is
you kind of have to go that
way. You kind of have to get to that point. It's like jumping into ice water, and you're like, "All right, I'm in. It's gonna happen," and then it's gonna get good.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason is obvious. Like, the country is in a total mess, and we have no leadership whatsoever. We have someone who's completely asleep at the wheel, and then his backup is Nancy Pelosi. Like, there's the reason why, right?
It's awful.
It's not hard to find the why. And so the question is then, am I the why? Like, do I need to be the one to do this?
Well, and that's what I was going to ask. What fed into your decision to do this?
And so I feel like there has been a chapter closing event for me, that all of these things that I've worked on in the Senate and have been really blessed to be able to get accomplished have been accomplished. And so the question is, do I run again for my last and final chapter and try to pick up new things, as we talked about, and do those things? Or do I see it for what it is, which is that this is the closing of a chapter of a story, right, of that part of my life? And so I feel that way. I feel strongly that there's new adventures and opportunities that that are at a greater level, that or a different side. So, for example, in the House and in the Senate, I fought for and was able to pass Convention of States, right? Yeah. And that took me years to get done, years and years of fighting to get that done. And Convention of States is something where you say, we're from the state level, we're telling you at the federal level to stop spending money. Stop going into debt. And we were able to pass that resolution. I was able to get that done. But the other side of this is, now somebody in Congress needs to take that up, right? We need, on the congressional level, we also need we need the federal government to say, we're going to sponsor an amendment and we're going to fix the federal budget. We're going to balance that budget from the federal side. So there's that. I felt like another one was, I passed the healthcare compact, which is from the state level, us saying to the federal government, we want you to stop wasting Medicaid dollars. We want you to let the states decide what we're going to do with our welfare money. And instead of just telling us that we have to spend it on welfare, let this free up the states. So healthcare compact, I got that passed in 2011. But we need now, we need a federal sponsor for that. Now, Senator Lankford was a sponsor for a while. But we need, on the federal side, someone to embrace that resolution that we passed on the state side. So in a way, this is kind of an exciting opportunity to basically, in a way, I've kind of been the quarterback throwing the ball. And if I run for Congress, I'm going to be the receiver catching the ball and trying to get it to the end zone, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you answered a lot of the questions I was going to ask, which are pretty open-ended, But State Senator Mike Moon, he's also announced that he's going to run. And I ask him this question, so I'll ask you. The two of you seem to have what I consider to be a unique relationship with voters, in the sense that voters feel both of you, you're not career politicians. You're not individuals that got in. I mean, yeah, it is, you know, may have gotten elected a couple of different times, but it's not this driving goal where, you know, my goal is to one day be in this high position, and so I got to start here. And I think the voters just feel that about both. You feel that you're both convicted. The grassroots voters in this area tend to like, you know, if they like one of you, they like the other one. And so this is, did that go into, I don't remember exactly what I asked him, but how does that play into all of this for the decision making? Because you guys like each other. And
right.
I just find that sort of thing interesting, and it makes it hard too sometimes, you know? It's like you got two friends running for prom king.
Yeah, no, I was surprised. I was, let me just say this. I was taken off guard based on personal conversations I had with Mike, that he was even running. We've been gearing up, but I was surprised. And you know what? At the end of the day, what's awesome is voters will have a good choice.
Yeah.
Voters are going to have a good choice. And I would say not just this race. So maybe this is just a message. Win or lose, what I want people to know is that, and your listeners are great at this, research the people running really well. I embrace the research. I want people to look at my record. I want people to look at all the people that are running, their records. And don't just take our names for it. When people throw out words like conservative, it's almost like the guy from The Princess Bride saying inconceivable.
Yeah.
And at some point you kind of go, I'm not sure you know what that word means, right? So you're going to have everyone on the planet say, I'm the conservative candidate.
Right.
And I want people to really hold people to that, right? If people are saying they're conservative and they voted for tax increases, they're a liar, right?
Right.
You need to, and people need to throw that back at them. If people are saying I'm conservative and they voted for crony capital stuff, or they've got a bad voting record that's not conservative, don't let them get away with that kind of stuff. So, because they're using a term to lie to you, right? So, and this is not to say this about any particular candidates, but you're going to have a lot of candidates who have never run, who have never been tested, say they're conservative, and you're going to have people that have a career say they're conservative. And I want people to know, you can check their background. Go to groups like CPAC, the American Conservative Union. Go to Missouri Right to Life. Look at people's voting records. What does the NRA scorecard say? What does the Missouri Firearms Coalition scorecard say? And what is Club for Growth or Americans for Prosperity? You know, there's a ton of these really great conservative organizations that score us. And I'm very confident that in my record, in my background, so I embrace it. I want people to look at it and also say, what has this person done over the course of time that we've chosen to let them work for us? And I feel like passing things like constitutional carry, being the guy that got Stand Your Ground law in place in Missouri, getting Second Amendment Preservation Act, tort reform issues, all of that kind of, passing Haley's law, eliminating the helmet law, all of these kind of major issues weren't easy.
Yeah.
They weren't easy. And so getting those done, I hope that voters say, yeah, I'm proud of that, what that guy's done, and I want to see him do more.
Well, in this part of the state, I would say in particular, the primary is more important than the general. And the reason I say that is for voters out there who get so frustrated, they feel like the Republican Party doesn't stand up. The Republican Party, you know, that they're just not fighting for the things they should be fighting for. Any Republican in this area that wins the primary, in some of these districts, they're going to win the general, and they're in there as long as they want to be. And that's why in the primary, to your point, if you want somebody that really truly is, you have got to see their background. You've got to check that out, because if that person wins, they're probably going to be in that position until they don't want to be any longer. So that's why it's so important for the primaries.
Well, I look to my left at Dee Wampler, and I'm remembering that he gave me an opportunity when I was running for the first time as a state rep. He didn't know who I was. He was a loyal Republican.
Took a gamble.
And he let me do a photo shoot in his office. And I hope that, you know, that all the work that I've done over these last years has made Dee proud, and all the folks that have supported me over these last few years and given me an opportunity. That's the thing I look back and I think, I don't want to ever be people to be ashamed or I want people to be proud of the fact that they got behind me and supported me.
Well, I know that we'll be talking to you quite a bit between now and the election. I know there is a lot of time, but appreciate you coming on, and it's always good to see you.
Yep.
And like I said, we'll talk to you soon, Eric
Burleson. I can't
wait. Yep, Eric Burleson, everyone. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. We'll have Dee Wampler coming up next.